with SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Israel's war with Hamas resumed after a week-long truce expired, each side now blaming the other for the resurgence of hostilities. Israeli airstrikes hit houses and buildings in the Gaza Strip, trying to target Hamas terrorists who were firing rockets into Israel.
Israel pounded targets in southern Gaza as it continued its offensive in the besieged enclave after a week-long truce with Hamas. Israel's military released new footage showing what it claimed were troops operating inside of Gaza. At a hospital in Khan Yunis, injured were driven into the emergency rooms. Many of Israel's attacks were focused on the Khan Yunis area in southern Gaza, where the military said it had struck more than 50 Hamas targets with airstrikes, tank fire, and its navy. Israel had dropped leaflets to warn residents to leave. However, many Palestinians in Gaza say there's nowhere else to go. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, in the nation's capital, a judge rules against former President Trump in his federal election case.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan knocked down Trump's argument that he's shielded from prosecution because the actions he took in his failed bid to remain in the White House fell within his duties as commander-in-chief. In a ruling, Chutkan wrote, the office of the president does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass, adding former presidents enjoy no special conditions on their federal criminal liability. Chutkan also rejected Trump's claims that the indictment violates his free speech rights. His lawyers are expected to appeal the ruling. The trial is set to start in March. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Governor DeSantis completed his campaign promise to visit each of Iowa's 99 counties, holding an event today celebrating crossing symbolic but also a tactical threshold. Former President Trump campaigned about the same time, about 100 miles away. This is SRN News. Dedicated amateurs are helping the UK in a study of the country's religious life.
The University of Reading has been awarded $1.2 million by the British Arts and Humanities Research Council to take an in-depth look at the role of Christianity in the country's medieval period. And the school says it will draw much of its data from the findings of British metal detectorists. Over the years, these folks have unearthed all kinds of ancient religious objects, and now the University of Reading will draw upon them for their study. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians are severely persecuted in China, but they're not the only faith group in the crosshairs. Human Rights Watch says Beijing's expanded its campaign of closing mosques to regions other than Xinjiang, where for years it's been blamed for persecuting Muslim minorities. China's efforts are part of a campaign by the ruling Communist Party to tighten control over the religion and reduce possible challenges to its power. This is SRN News. Most drivers would have to shell out about $15 to enter Manhattan's Central Business District under a plan that has been released by New York City officials.
The congestion pricing plan will be the first such program in the U.S. if it's approved by transportation officials next year. Revenue from the tolls, projected to be roughly $1 billion annually, would be used to finance borrowing to upgrade the city's mass transit systems. Under the plan, passenger car drivers entering Manhattan south of 60th Street would be charged $15 electronically, while the fee for small trucks would be $24 and $36 for large trucks. John Scott reporting.
The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says Texas must stop work on the roughly 1,000-foot floating border barrier and move it to the riverbank. The order sided with a lower court decision in September that Governor Greg Abbott called incorrect and had predicted would be overturned. More details at SRNnews.com.